You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
September 4th on the show, and we have a full weekend of football ahead of us. Starting tonight, we've got Eagles and Cowboys, of course. We will get you prepped for that later today on the show. In this segment, we'll get to our survivor plays for the weekend and also a little sprinkling of baseball, because I understand baseball is still going on, but listen, they give us like a 6-game slate. So we'll tell you the 2 games that we have kind of circled, and we'll talk about those. But if you are watching a ton of football this weekend, don't forget to let our network get you prepared for all of the action. A winning football Sunday starts with the BetMGM network. Wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenfora set the stage from 8 to 11 Eastern. Then it's You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff. Nick Costas and Sammy P from 11 to 1 getting you ready for every game. Line movement, props, fantasy, we've got you covered right here on the BetMGM network. All right, Jinx. So we're going to do our survivor picks here in a bit. But what's your schedule for game day? Like, are you doing stuff for the Commanders? Because I was going to ask if you're going to have a few cocktails, but I would imagine you're probably working. Or I guess you could do both.
You could, in theory. I will not. I'm always tempted when football is on to have some cocktails. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's here. We're in it. So I will be at the stadium. Commanders play at 1. Show starts at 10 a.m. So usually about 3 hours prep. I'll probably do it the day before. So yeah, I'll probably leave for Northwest Stadium around, 8:30 or something like that on Sunday. And then here we go. It's football time.
Are you nervous at all about the Giants? Like, I know that sounds like a sarcastic question, but I feel like the Giants usually play the Commanders pretty closely.
They do. Historically, especially when Daniel Jones was quarterbacking for the Giants. Like, it was wild. If you looked at his individual stats when playing Washington, he was like a Hall of Famer. Like, for some reason, he just always had his best games against Washington. And like I always say, look, a divisional game is a divisional game is a divisional game. And it's week one, too. Same thing holds true in college football, in the NFL, in that teams are going to evolve throughout the season. So as much as I think the Commanders will win, I hope they will win. You just never know in the NFL, especially this early, because teams are still working out the kinks, and a lot of times the defenses are ahead of the offenses that are on the field. So anything can happen, but yeah, it's football. I'll be nervous.
Yeah, I feel like that game is one that I am leaving off the slate for a reason. Like, the line's 6 in that game, and I don't even feel great about, like, I don't know. It's not that the Commanders aren't great. It's just, I don't know, that feels like a trappy game to start the year for Washington. So it's definitely not going to be my survivor pick of the week. And in fact, let's get to them. It is our survivor plays in week one.
Two men injured, one man leads.
There can be only one.
Who will survive?
All right, Survivor is officially back. And if you're new here, here's how Survivor works. All you have to do is pick one winner in the NFL per week. No spreads, nothing involved with betting. It's just who wins the game outright. It sounds simple, right? But let me tell you, after last year's, some of the debacles last year, it's not as easy as it sounds. All right, so for me, I am picking against my own team, which feels like I am a bit of a traitor. But listen, all the logic points towards the Denver Broncos this week. I feel like this is a really good spot for them to win outright against my Titans. They're playing at home. They've got the more veteran quarterback. They've got the better head coach in Sean Payton. No offense, Brian Callahan. Sean Payton has the better, larger sample size of good work in the league. Plus, I feel like Cam Ward is going to have his work cut out for him. The Broncos defense looks like something special this year. I'm a big believer in the Broncos, and especially week one at one of the toughest places to play in all of football. I'm going to go with the Broncos for my Survivor pick. All right, next up, Jenks, who do you like in Survivor this week?
Well, I'm going to be doing what I think a lot of people are going to do this season, which is fade the Saints. The Saints are terrible, which means I'm going with the Cardinals. Now, I will say, of all the teams in the NFL, I know very little about the Cardinals compared to other teams. Like, I'm just, I don't know why. Maybe it's because I feel like they have similar seasons year in and year out. But one thing I do know is that every team in the NFL is better than New Orleans Saints. So I'm going to take Arizona going into New Orleans. It's not going to matter. I know it's the Superdome. It's not going to be a tough road environment, particularly with this New Orleans team. So give me Arizona.
Yeah, it's wild how little people care about the Cardinals.
It's crazy.
Like, if any other team had, like, Kyler Murray had seasons where he was, like, an MVP candidate halfway through the season. And I understand, like, he faltered down the stretch, but, like, ain't nobody talking about the Cardinals.
Right.
Including us, unless they're playing the Saints. All right, Double D, you are next. Who do you like in Survivor this week?
I really, really wanted to take the Bengals this week because they're playing the Browns, but I had PTSD flashbacks to last year when everybody was on the Bengals week one and they just completely did. It was bad.
They lost to the so Patriots, bad. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they just fell apart. So, yeah, I went away from that and I'm going with the Steelers over the Jets. Revenge game for old man Rodgers. I think the defense for Pittsburgh gets after poor Justin Fields because that Jets offensive line is not good. So I think they have Justin Fields on the run a lot. What we've seen from Justin Fields in the preseason hasn't been good as far as his passing. So I'm more taking the Steelers because of the defense than the offense. Steelers over the Jets.
I feel like the final score in that game is going to be like 19-17. Like, I feel like it's going to be a terrible game to watch. But you're right. Defense for the Steelers is something I can certainly put my trust in. All right. Looks like it's going to be a squad ride because Den, looks like you are on the Steelers as well.
I am. The production team is teaming up here. We'll not be like this every week, but as they say, great minds think alike. I like the Steelers. I like the defense, especially with Elijah Vera Tucker going down yesterday for the Jets, which is, you know, tough news 3 to 4 days before, you know, the week one starts. But on top of that, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a really good day for Aaron Rodgers standards as a 40-year-old. I don't think he's going to look like an MVP, but I do think he'll be better. We're going to pray a blessing around his lower body. I don't need a Jets 2.0 situation against the Jets. So we're just going to make sure everything is good. I'll talk to a shaman, you know, make sure everything is taken care of there. But I like the Steelers to get it done. I think DK Metcalf could have a nice performance as well.
Ooh, I wonder what the total is in that game. Like, I'm already thinking my way into an under in that game.
Because
I will say the only thing
is the lowest total of the week.
I mean, I feel like you could go way under. Like, I know I need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Need to stay like at task here, but this is the problem with football season. Everything leads to another bet for me, because I will say the Jets at least have a good defense. All right, so there you have it. There are survivor picks. So here's what we're going with. I'm going to go with the Broncos. Jenks has the Cardinals, and Double D and Denton are both riding with the Steelers over the Jets. All right, Jenks, we do have some baseball games today, and I will say MLB did not do their best to try to compete with Thursday night football. We only have six games, but some of them are on during the afternoon. So listen, don't twiddle your thumbs and wait for Thursday night football. Get in some action and bet on some of these baseball games, because we do have two good ones in the earlier slate of baseball today, starting with the Phillies and Brewers at 4:10 Eastern. Milwaukee short favorites here, -135 at home. Total of 8 runs. Ranger Suarez, 10-6, 3.02 ERA against Freddie Peralta, who's 16-5 with a 2.58 ERA. So, Jenks, my first instinct here was two great pitchers, first five under four. What do we think?
Well, I just like the Brewers outright here, is what I like. I think that's where I'm going. Although I will say, I think that's a great pick as well, and I looked at that. I also had the full game under here as well. So I'm trying to decide how many plays I'm going to go with today, but I like Milwaukee just because I feel like Freddie Peralta is having, like, as good as Suarez has been. Like, Freddie Peralta is the pitcher of the month because of how good he has been, like white-hot good. 23 consecutive scoreless innings. And he's done it against the Jays and Cubs, so he's not doing it against a bunch of jokers. Also, Philly bats, you know, they tend to be colder away from home. Two really good pitchers. I like your play. I like the full game under, but I'm going to go Brewers on the money line. I found it at -125.
Yeah, I really trust both these pitchers. Like, the only sabotage factor I would have for the Brewers is that Ranger Suarez is a good pitcher in his own right. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't shock me if he went 5 shutout here and maybe handed off to the bullpen. But I think the differentiating factor is, you kind of touched on it, the Phillies offense falls off a cliff when they are away from home. They are a top 5 offense in just about every category when it comes to their home offense. But when they go on the road, they're in like 15-17. Territory where they're middle of the pack in just about everything. So that kind of scares me about the Phillies if you were thinking of backing them here. But I think it also lends itself to the under, because I just feel like both these pitchers can keep things under wrap at least for the first 5 innings. I feel like Freddie Peralta is one of those guys. It's really good the first couple of times through the lineup. But if you are looking at some splits here, Nick Castellanos is really good against Freddie Peralta. So buyer beware. Maybe he could do some damage for the Phillies today. He's hitting .368 in 19 at-bats with a home run and 5 RBI. So be aware of Nick Castellanos there. All right, the other big game of the day, Dodgers and Pirates. If I am not mistaken, I think the Pirates are looking for the sweep of the Dodgers. And don't look now, but they got Paul Skenes on the hill for the final game of this series. So, Jenks, do you consider the Pirates today? They're merely even money against the mighty Dodgers.
I mean, maybe. Pirates going with a sweep? The sweep? Oof.
Ooh. The sweep?
Ooh. Wow. Zoinks. Yeah, if you like A-plus money play, I'm not going to talk you off of Paul Skenes, because I believe he went to L.A. last month and got the win. But I think I'm going to play first five under 3.5, minus 125. Obviously, you're not going to get a 4. I mean, you can play a 4. I looked it up just for fun. It was minus 170, so I'm definitely not laying that kind of juice. Yeah. Maybe if it were in the 160s. Like, I'll play a minus 160 play. When I hit minus 170, that's just a tough sell for me. So, just based on the fact you've got these pitchers, the fact that Skeens has looked so good, and obviously, I mean, on both sides, like, are the Pirates going to be able to hit? They've hit in this series, but I don't expect that to continue. I like the full game under, like the first five under. Probably going to lean first five under, minus 125. 3.5.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. If you believe in Paul Skeens, and we talk about pitchers who are really good the first couple of times through the order, and that is Blake Snell. You look at his numbers, and I think, you know, that is over the course of his career, but even this season, the numbers support it as well. First, second, and third inning, he has an ERA under 2.5. But when it gets to the fourth inning, so maybe you'll be sweating in the fourth inning, he has an ERA of 6.43. So it's something about, like, his stuff plays really well the first couple of times through the order. But I will say this, like, the Pirates have been better as of late, but their lineup is still not one of the best in all of baseball. The numbers just don't support it. So if Blake Snell can shut anybody down, I could say it's probably the Pirates. But I do think the under is probably the play. I don't think this one's going to make the card for me. So, Jenks, it's a football Thursday.
Yeah.
Are any baseball bets going to make the card for you?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go both baseball bets. I'm going to bet both of these. I don't know if I'm going to bet on football tonight. I know. I'll look at these games personally, but ultimately, you know, like any sport, you never know what's going to happen, and we're going to preview this game coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about Eagles, Cowboys, and the prop bets and sides and totals and all of that. But unless I feel really strongly about something, I'd just rather lean into the sport where I have more of a sample size. That's obviously baseball, so it's not to say I'm not interested. It's not to say I'm not tempted. But ultimately, at least for now, like when I look at the NFL slate, then I want to look at the weekend as well because we have plenty more games coming up. So I know the temptation is, oh my God, we got a game tonight. We got a game tonight. I get that. But also, we got a ton of games coming. So if you don't have a particular slant that you feel really strongly about, and I don't, little preview, Eagles, Cowboys, then I'll wait till the weekend.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's like dance with the girl that brought you.
And yeah.
I feel like baseball is that girl for us right now, and maybe we're the distracted boyfriend meme. But listen, you're right. We have so much more information at our fingertips with almost a full season of data for some of these teams. And you look at the NFL, it's a brand new season. And here's the other thing. They are going to have a huge handle on this game tonight. They're going to have all kinds of money, you know, waiting in the wings to bet on the first game of the NFL season. So these are going to be some of the sharpest lines of any sport. And it always is. Like, people love to say, like, oh, I'm the best at betting on football. You know who's the best at handicapping football? The sports books. So good luck going toe-to-toe with them. And I'm not speaking and saying you shouldn't bet on football. I am just saying that's why maybe you can make a good case to continue betting on baseball as opposed to saying, oh, it's football season. No, we got some MLB bets locked and loaded in the chamber. All right, coming up next, it's time for our season-long predictions in the NFL. Who's winning the NFC divisions and who's winning the Super Bowl? It's all next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.